Oklahoma Today podcast. I'm your host, Ben Lucian, and I'm really excited for our show today because it's about the return, one of my favorite annual art events in the state, Momentum, by the Oklahoma Visual Arts Coalition. It's a showcase for the state's young and emerging talent, featuring artists 30 and under. I usually find a unique or unorthodox venue to do them in. So Momentum's turn in Oklahoma City is next weekend, April 5th through 6th, at South Oklahoma City's Yale Theater. We're going to hear some more from Momentum curators Lindsay Avalay and Allison Ward a little bit later. But first, how about a word from our sponsor, Bravada Wireless? You are called to be bold. You have a right to the best wireless service, high-speed internet, and customer service at a price that you can feel good about. At Bravada Wireless, we know this, and that's why we put you and your community first. Bravada Wireless, the power of connection. Well, we're having a little fun with question of the week this time. The weather's getting warmer. The days are getting longer. So maybe you're starting to feel a little social. As we all know, there's no one parties like an Oklahoman. And the Oklahoma Today
it's true.
Crew is full of party animals.
Yeah.
Absolute party animals.
Absolutely. Here. We can't be contained. We are sometimes out until 10 p.m.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
We've been known to do that.
Yeah.
So the question of the week this time, it's a fill in the blank. It's not an Oklahoma party without, and then
the only answer is red Solo cups. Red Solo cups.
That was a good answer.
It's not an Oklahoma party without red Solo cups.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Toby.
R.I.P. Toby.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my only answer. That's the answer for me. Yeah.
No, that's a party staple.
That's right.
For sure.
You guys know that Solo cups are measured for drinking, right? Like the bottom rim is a shot and the next one up is a
only glass if you're a coward.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So like that little bottom line in there is one shot, and then that next one is a glass of wine, and then the next line, the line near the top is a beer. Yeah. Yeah. It's made for measuring drinks.
Yes. Yeah, and you never want to drink from one of the non-reds.
No.
Non-Solo cups.
No. Get that lime green nonsense. Yeah.
Absolutely. Carly, I'm very interested to hear your Oklahoma party staple.
Well, I got something to put in those red Solo cups.
Uh-oh. Good.
Okay.
Local beer. Prairie Artisan Ales is the first one that came to my mind, but there are a ton of them. I don't think I've been to a party in the last like 10 years where there wasn't local beer. I don't drink it because I don't really like beer, but like I enjoy seeing other people drinking it.
Right.
The cans are always really pretty. And
Prairie is great. They have a lot of great beers. Stone Cloud is another really good one.
Yeah.
Stone Cloud Light is one of my favorite beers, especially for summer.
Heirloom Ales in Tulsa has really pretty art.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Too.
Yeah.
They really I agree. Do.
That's a good answer, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma beer.
Yeah, I like flashy beer cans.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that. Megan, it's not an Oklahoma party without
Megan Rossman.
Well, I've noticed it doesn't seem to be an Oklahoma party without a crock pot.
Wow.
Right.
Usually full of cheese.
You are
stellar
so
answer.
Sometimes full of little smokies, sometimes full of meatballs, but it's usually full of queso.
Nice.
And that's all right with me.
The three main food groups, I think.
I will say for our listeners, Megan makes probably the best little smokies I've ever had.
Oh.
Yours are really
Do you put grape jelly
good.
In them?
Yes, that's the...
Oh.
Yeah, the secret is a bag of little smokies, a jar of grape jelly,
a whole
barbecue
jar?
Sauce. I don't know. You just throw a bunch of stuff in there, and it's a recipe I see everywhere.
That is true Oklahoma cooking right there.
Mm-hmm. I just had a great party idea: a crock pot. This is an Oklahoma party. Crock pot full of chocolate gravy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just gotta watch it because sometimes it'll get the skin
That's
on
true.
The side.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Pudding. Yeah.
Unless you like the crunchy bit.
We were just at Good Gravy Diner this morning and they didn't have chocolate gravy because it's not the weekend.
It's only a weekend thing.
No, it's all we can think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes it a must visit on the weekend. For sure.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Well, tortilla chips are another good one.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, you can't have all these dips. Nothing to dip with.
No, absolutely.
Very true.
Yeah.
Kirsten, it's not an Oklahoma party without...
I made two answers for a day party or a night party.
Nice.
For a day party, it's not an Oklahoma party unless there's a grill or a cookout.
Truth.
And if it's a nighttime, it's not an Oklahoma party without a bonfire, because I feel like as Okies, we have an obsession with lighting things on fire.
A little bit do. We do. And that's okay as long as we're safe.
That's what the bonfire's for.
That's a great answer.
That is a good answer, yeah. I would say the grill, I would say the nighttime party needs the grill too, though.
Well, you gotta, you gotta
feed people, you know.
You don't really have the bonfire in the daytime, so separate them a little.
Agree, yeah, agree. Okay, I like that answer. Ben, you kind of gave us yours, but did you have another one? Or were you riffing a minute ago?
I do have, okay. That was a riff, but okay. I mean, tortilla chips are an absolute staple.
Absolutely, yes.
Another absolute staple is a Garth Brooks sing-along.
Oh, I got friends.
You gotta visit the Oasis.
Places where the
yeah. So you can't have a I won't torture anyone with that. But
if you want to be a star at a karaoke bar, do that song.
Oh yeah,
like it doesn't matter if you can sing or not. Everyone will sing along with you.
I like karaoke at just a friend party.
Yeah, that's more fun. That's definitely more fun. Experience. Yeah,
and you can just. You can find any song, karaoke version, on YouTube.
I know, it's weird.
So just put
it's
that kind of up on the TV.
Weird and scary.
You can sing Disney songs if you want. That goes over pretty well at the parties because everyone knows them.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And that's one of the keys for karaoke.
Okay. I like these answers, though. What do people say? Oh, people didn't say anything on social media because we're recording this in advance.
They didn't get to say anything this time.
Well, write in and let us know.
I would love to hear the answers. I mean, write in to...
OKTpod at travelok.com.
OKTpod at travelok.com.
Yeah.
Let us know.
I know. I'm dying to hear.
Yeah, we want to see it. all right. So let's... Actually,
speaking of Oklahoma parties.
Yeah, speaking of Oklahoma parties, there's no party I'd rather go to than OVAC's Momentum. So curators Lindsay Avalay and Allison Ward are actually, I'm going to ask them their favorite Oklahoma party must-haves. Mm. Yeah, with some real journalism in action. let's go ahead and hear from Momentum. All right, so as promised, we've got a couple of people here who are curating the Momentum show we've been talking about. First of all, we've got Lindsay Avalay here. She's the guest curator, and we've got Allison Ward, the emerging curator for Momentum 2024. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so first things first, our question of the week. It was, it's not an Oklahoma party without, and then it's fill in the blank. And so I've just got to get your all's answers for that question. Lindsay, it's not an Oklahoma party without...
Well, I went to a party last night, and a local musician, Jacob Tovar, brought out his guitar and did an acoustic country song. So I suppose that's as Oklahoma as it gets. So that maybe is my answer.
That is a good answer. That's not something we had brought up before. My answer was sort of similar. It doesn't include Jacob Tovar, who's very talented, but I said a Garth Brooks sing-along.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah.
So if someone wants to cover Garth Brooks, I guess that's a double Oklahoma thing. Allison, it's not an Oklahoma party without...
Okay, I came up with three different ones.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's hear them.
The first one may be inappropriate, but I said someone firing their gun in the air at midnight.
Okay. All right.
Number two would be a 2 a.m. trip to Whataburger.
Ooh.
And number three is seeing at least five people you've known since you were in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those were so good. none of them came up in our conversation before, but they're all very essential. Those were good answers. Well, there's not a better party, an art party, than Momentum, of course. It's one of my favorite art events. I look forward to it each year. Lindsay, can you just, for someone who hasn't heard of Momentum, like what would you tell them? How would you, just what's the sort of elevator explanation for Momentum?
Yeah, Momentum is, it's like an institution in Oklahoma now. Mm-hmm. And it's an exhibition that's kind of a curated or juried exhibition, I guess you could say, of selected works from a group of artists that are 30 and under.
Right.
And so, it's a wonderful platform for young artists to be able to showcase their work And yeah, and a party, you know, it's also a party and a wonderful place to gather.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah. In addition to the all the amazing art, which there's a lot of, music, food. There's food, right? Or is that every year? I don't know.
I can't.
There might not be food.
There might not be food. Don't promise people food.
I always,
there might be, actually. I'm not sure.
I don't event without eating. So, like, I'll insert food where there's not a lot.
Yeah.
Allison, when you think of Momentum, I mean, what is, it's a special show to a lot of people. Like, what stands out in your mind about Momentum?
I think it's a great place for kind of emerging artists who are in art school or maybe just got out of art school to show their work, try and sell their work, and kind of, you know, show curators or whatever in the state, kind of like a snippet of what they do. I am kind of a local curator. I do a lot of stuff in Tulsa and Oklahoma in general. So I think it's a great place to kind of like discover new people and, yeah.
It's a great way to learn about, new artists. There's a lot of local artists that, I wasn't aware of until I saw them in Momentum for the first time, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have artists that are from small towns, from Oklahoma City, from Tulsa. And I think even for, I think Allison and I, like looking at the submissions, just kind of like discovering ourselves for the first time, some of these artists, which I think, you know, as curators, we're both like, oh, this person might be good for a project we're working on in the future. So even our activity around like discovering artists is really important. We made some good discoveries, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can talk about that more in a minute. I'm curious. So how do you all, how does it work that you like get involved in Momentum? What's sort of the process? I'll let you both go, but Lindsay, of becoming the guest curator, how did all that come into place?
Yeah, so I've been curating for quite some time, and I kind of done stuff all over, well, the state now and the country and even internationally. And I've been back, I'm from Tulsa originally, and I came back, and through my activities, I knew about OVAC and Momentum because I grew up here and I went to OU, but I came back and kind of reconnected. And when Rebecca, the executive director of OVAC, reached out and asked, you know, invited me to be the guest curator, I was, of course, like super excited about it. So that's kind of how I, came to be in the role. And for me, yeah, just being a curator back in Oklahoma and like just super interested in and knowing what like young artists are doing. And there's no better way to like kind of discover that than the process. So, you know, that Allison and I went through to get these submissions, to look over works and to make the selections. And of course I selected Allison as the emerging curator, and we hadn't actually met before, although we're both in Tulsa, but I had known about what she was doing with her arts nonprofit and was always kind of like, you know, very interested in and working with her and meeting her. So it was a great opportunity for us to connect and work on something together.
Yes. Allison, I guess, how excited are you to be in this curatorial role for a show like Momentum, you know?
I am very excited, and I'm really excited to be working with Lindsay. Truthfully, that's the only reason I applied for this. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I really wanted a chance to work with you, and I'm glad they picked me.
See, we're both fangirling it out on each other before. So. But it was really what's fun about it sometimes is like I've done like juried exhibitions, or I've done all, you know, different kinds of more solo things like that. And so you're looking at, say, artwork that's submitted and you're kind of thinking about it, but you're not necessarily having like someone to communicate about the work with in that process. And so you know, when you get these submissions, I don't even remember how many total we got, but like, you know, it's quite a large number. And so we're kind of separately reviewing the works, thinking about the works, kind of like picking our, this, what we think was the strongest. And then we get together and we realize how much we like really were on the same page about a lot of the kind of work and our thoughts around it. And it was a really fun process to be able to like kind of talk through all of that together and like make these selections collaboratively for the final works that were, I think we have, how many artists total is it?
I think like 52 or 55 was the spotlight.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the it's close to, yeah, around 50. But yeah, it's a fun process. It's a little bit like you have to really, it takes some time, you know, to look over work and to really kind of like think about like the value and we were interested in the content of it, the actual technical skills, all of those things, and kind of weighing, you know, who our top picks are, I guess. So it was really fun.
Yeah. What after looking at all those submissions, did you have any takeaways about, you know, the young artists in Oklahoma? Like, what sort of impression did it leave on you?
Well, I mean, I think we kind of, you know, the selection process is like initially kind of like almost gut kind of feeling about something. But then once we kind of made our selection based on that, we were able to kind of think around some of the commonalities in the work. And there was certainly, you know, with our young people today, there certainly are things on people's minds, you know. I think like identity, you know, it could be personal identity, but it could be an identity as being Oklahoman. It could be an identity of being queer. It could be, you know, all of these different things. So like identity, certainly, or being, you know, maybe first generation American, you know, there's all these kinds of things that are coming up like that. It's a lot of nostalgia, you know, and I think that that's like maybe being in your 20s is like you begin being nostalgic, right? So for childhood, for youth, for things like that, a lot about kind of domestic interior spaces or like home or comforting things like that. So those, I think, are things that we found kind of like throughout the works. Can you think of anything else, Allison? I feel like there's probably more, but...
I mean, I agree with what you said. Like, I think it's a good collection of, you know, the different cultures that live in Oklahoma, different ethnicities. Like, I think it's just like a really great conglomeration of all these different things that like makes Oklahoma what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Momentum is always a great deal of variety and diversity in each show. Well, one of the cool things about Momentum each year is that the venue travels a lot, and it goes to a lot of places where maybe you aren't accustomed to seeing art shows, you know? And this year is a really interesting venue. It's at the Yale Theater in South Oklahoma City. What went into selecting the Yale Theater for you all? What was behind all that?
We didn't actually select the theater. Mm-hmm. That was OVAC worked on finding that venue. So mm-hmm.
But it's recently redone. It looks really nice in there.
I know. So Alice and I were able to go in January, I think, to go see it in person. And it's so cute. It's like very, very Wes Anderson kind of vibes in there, you know, like it's beautiful. I guess pretty newly opened. And so it's a beautiful space, obviously with something like this, OVAC is bringing in walls. So we're having all these conversations about like configuring the walls for the inside to make it like kind of more custom to what we are thinking as far as how the exhibition will look. But yeah, beautiful. I mean, the way that when you walk in and the kind of main area is kind of down, it's like recessed. So when you walk in, you can like actually see down into where the art is, you know, and there's like lounge area at the top. So it's pretty cool. And I think
sounds like a lot of potential in there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
For an art show.
Yeah. And there's a big stage as well. And I think, you know, they're going to have some music programming for that as well. So, yeah, we're stoked about it. I don't know how, like, because I don't live in Oklahoma City. I'm not even, have you been for any events there?
I have not. I think, I mean, it's just kind of been recently redone. This would be, that I'm aware of, probably the biggest sort of public event that they've had
right.
there. I know that it's a popular like wedding and
like private event kind of thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this will be a lot of people's introduction or maybe reintroduction to the Yale Theater. What I like about the choice for Yale Theater is that it's in the Capitol Hill neighborhood in South Oklahoma City. And it feels like South Oklahoma City gets neglected a lot when usually it seems like when a lot of people talk about Oklahoma City, they're talking about the north side of Oklahoma City. So to get some love for the southern side, I think it's good. And Capitol Hill is a really good upcoming neighborhood. So
I really enjoyed visiting that area and seeing, and I was like, oh, there's like, yeah, they could tell that there's like about to be a moment.
Right.
Yeah, it almost looked like a downtown area of a small town, truthfully. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Main Street kind of.
Capitol Hill's been gaining a lot of momentum recently, so I think this will just continue to add to that. And I think every year there's a bunch, there's like dozens of general survey artists that are part of Momentum each year. And then there's a few select spotlight artists who are actually, I guess, invited to create a body of work for Momentum. Is that how it works?
Yeah, the proposal process for applying to be a spotlight artist is that you are creating kind of like a grouping of works, right? Like we have one artist, Bailey, who is creating like a three-part painting. Kendall is creating like, we're not even sure how many total pieces of knit work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's amazingly fast at creating them. It's pretty impressive.
Like the fiber arts have been really taking off in the last 10, 20 years, you know?
Yeah. She's fantastic. And then Erin, our third spotlight artist, is going to have about 8 different works. So it's as much as one feels they need to create for the space. So I'd say that like Erin and Kendall's work, it'll feel like installation, you know, it's not about like a few objects. It'll feel more like a interior, like a game room or a living room. So we're really kind of pushing them to kind of create a really fun installation for the space.
Yes. Have either of you been artists, either general survey or spotlight in Momentum in the past?
No, I never have.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, I don't have an art practice, and I'm well over 30. In growing up, I do ceramics, but I've always just been more of like an art historian or curator.
Mm-hmm.
Type of person, but Allison has an art practice.
Mm-hmm.
I do, but I have never applied for Momentum. I don't know why. I'm a part of OVAC. I just for some reason I never have. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
Where are each of you from in Oklahoma?
Tulsa.
Yeah, Tulsa. Yes.
Yeah. So they're OVAC studio tours. Is that who's doing it?
Yes. Yeah, they basically we've selected a group of artists, and it's like a traveling thing where you go to each studio kind of on your own time, but they give you maps. You check in when you get there, but it's just an opportunity to kind of you know, see how their studios work, how their practice works, and things like that.
Yeah, I went to the one last year, and there's like, I think the first, well, I don't know if they're going to do it this way anymore, but the first evening, you go with a group, like a small group, and you go like every 20 minutes, you go to a new studio, and it's almost like an art scavenger hunt or something. But it was really fun. It's like, you know, and the artists are there, and you get to go and like meet them, and kind of, it's really fun, actually. And then I guess the rest of the weekend is like a kind of on your own time situation. But I really loved it.
Do you all find that there's differences between the sort of Oklahoma City art community and the Tulsa art community, or are they coming together more than maybe they have in the past? I don't know what you all have noticed.
I think that it's pretty different. Truthfully, I've lived in Oklahoma City for years. I went to school in Oklahoma City for years, and then I'm from Tulsa. I live in Tulsa now, and it's almost like the way that Oklahoma City is set up, it's more spread out than Tulsa is, whereas everything is kind of in one area in Tulsa, in downtown, not everything, but like mostly everything. So I think that that's one of the differences. But I don't know.
I feel like I know more about the Tulsa artistic scene just being here. You know, there's different institutions that kind of like bolster art in different ways. So like OVAC is based in Oklahoma City, although they service everyone, but their presence is a little bit more pronounced there. And people know about it a little bit more, mm-hmm. I think, in places like Oklahoma City. We have the Tulsa Artist Fellowship. We have, you know, Tulsa Creative Engine. We have Art House Tulsa. So we have these kind of other things that are developing. And it's really based on kind of the support systems that are more prevalent in each place, right?
Well, that might be a point of momentum that I haven't thought about yet, is that it's a chance to introduce some artists in other parts of the state who maybe aren't as exposed to OVAC to kind of services that they can offer. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. So
I think like for Allison and I, and I won't speak for her on this, but I think that like our interest in being involved with OVAC and Momentum is also for that, because we're in Tulsa. Even though it's Oklahoma, like things can get kind of, you know, narrowed in different towns. And so for us too, I think it's like creating, like helping OVAC get more Tulsa artists involved by like Allison doing the studio tours. Like that's a way for like, you know, the connections between Oklahoma City and Tulsa and beyond to keep building, you know, cause we all want that to happen, more, and, you know, we love driving, but like, you know, an hour and a half does, you know, we're waiting for an art bus.
We've been
trying to, you know, talk about that. We're like, we need some like fun bus kind of situations for when there's different
events. That's a great idea, actually. I really like that. Because like, I mean, this is not related, to anything, but I did, there's like brewery tours where they drive around to breweries on a bus, and you know, it's not that different. It exposes you to a lot of different things. I like this idea. Allison, so you were talking about the studio tours, and they're going to be doing some in Tulsa. Where can people like learn more about getting involved with those?
I would check on the OVAC website or on their Instagram. That's kind of where all the info is at the moment. That could definitely change, but
yes,
it's happening in June, so it's a little bit far away, but I would look at the OVAC website or their social medias.
Well, time moves fast at Oklahoma today. We'll lead up a couple months in no time at all. So Momentum, we'll wrap up here in a minute, but Momentum is just such a great opportunity for young artists. I mean, it's a big show that they can add to their resume, right? Like, this is a big opportunity for them.
I think it's personally interesting being involved in it, because I went to school for music. I didn't, you know, get my BFA or anything. So I didn't go to school for visual art. And apparently this is something that's pushed by like every art program at a collegiate level in Oklahoma as essentially like the pinnacle of what you want to be accepted into. And I didn't realize that, but it's kind of interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that there's thinking about different places to show art. There's only a handful of places for young artists to show. I know more about Tulsa, but like that's when Allison created Art House Tulsa, it was essentially responding to that very need, right? And so we have more artists than ever, and we have more, you know, we have people being creators and, you know, going to art school, and a lot of people want to stay in Oklahoma, you know, like a lot of times I say when I was growing up, a lot of people, you felt like you had to go to New York or LA or Kansas City or do something like that. And I think a lot, times are different now and people, the internet's here and, you know, people can create, artistic careers essentially and be in their home, you know, in their hometown or home state. But we still have a lot of catching up to do as far as kind of being able to show work. And so being self-organized and stuff like that is important. But Momentum has essentially been doing that and providing that service for, I don't know the exact number of years, but a very long time. And kind of it really does provide a service for what is needed in the arts. And I think I probably didn't understand that fully like when I was younger, but coming back and being involved with this, I really do, like Allison said, like you really see how important it is. And I think even for young artists, like the process to learn about applying, you know, and like putting yourself out there and being bold and presenting your work is all, that's also, you know, that's also a really important part of that process, right?
Oh, sure.
To kind of professionalize your practice and put yourself out there. And so that also, you know, OVAC is really good at kind of encouraging and training artists to do that. I think even Allison, you did an exhibition readiness workshop that the OVAC did as well in Oklahoma City. I think it was virtual though, maybe.
Yeah, it was virtual. But it was kind of explaining how to prep your work to be shown, to transport it, which is something I find a lot of people don't know that they should do, which is kind of interesting. So I was really happy to do that. But kind of speaking on what you were saying, Lindsay, I literally right before this, I was on a panel discussion with a bunch of NYU professors because they're essentially doing an exchange program here in Tulsa with NYU. Yeah. But they're wanting to build these arts-based workshops and things like that for Oklahoma-based artists, which I think is cool because, I mean, it's programs like OVAC that are kind of like giving these artists money, giving them opportunities, and putting us on this platform to even do things like that, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're all excited for OVAC coming up. You might see me out there. I'll say hi to you guys. But yeah, so Momentum OKC, it's April 5th and 6th coming up at Yale Theater. And that's at Southwest 25th Street in Oklahoma City in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. Lindsay, Allison, thank you both for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Ben. Nice
thank
meeting you.
All right. I love that show. I don't think I've been to it since COVID. Didn't you and I go, Megan?
Yeah, I used to always go to Momentum, and I haven't been lately.
Let's go this year. Yeah, let's definitely go. Okay.
I like it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a really good show. It's always so good. That one and 12 by 12 are such, like, OVAC does both of them, and they're both really so good every year.
And I've learned about, I mean, it's a great place if you want to keep up to date with who are the new artists
coming also, out. Like,
they're going to be at Momentum.
Yeah, because they're younger, it's a chance to get some stuff for cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From, like, artists who will be big. Like, I mean, you know, art is more than an investment, but, like, much more. But if you, you know, it's a good place to, you're like you said, find out artists on the up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For collectors.
Totally.
Absolutely. All right. So it's time to do our pod events.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's, we're going to go through the travelok.com event calendar, picking out some of our favorites. Is there anyone who would like to go first this week? Oh,
go
Kirsten.
For it, Kirsten. All right.
Whether you prefer to tiptoe through the tulips or to stop and smell the flowers, the Myriad Botanical Gardens will be the place to be March 30th and 31st, where the second annual Tulip Festival will be taking place. The festival is set to include 50,000 tulips, alongside family-friendly activities, food trucks, and local merchants. The tulips will provide the perfect picturesque background to ring in spring before spending the rest of the day soaking in the sunlight and enjoying a breath of fresh air. For more information, call 405-445-7080.
Nice. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That'll be a good place for, like, that'll be a good place for Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna show up on Instagram a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Megan, you already know. I'm going to just go ahead.
No, I saw your eyes settle on me, and I was like, well, I better get ready.
Yeah.
Well, why spend your hard-won wages on overpriced candy when you can have your children, or perhaps even someone else's, like your nephew or your neighbor's children, hunt it down for you for free? Say goodbye to those chaotic supercenter aisles overflowing with plastic-shrouded sweets. On March 30th, give those kids a job. The fields of Lee Park and Cordell will hold a bounty of candy during the Easter extravaganza. You get the pun there. Extravaganza.
Oh, yeah.
And children under seven, they will be retrieving this candy for you. Keep your eyes peeled for the Easter Bunny as well. He'll be making the rounds for interesting photo ops. If you're feeling generous, you can even bring your own egg-enclosed treats to contribute to the event. Hmm. For more information, visit thecordellchamber.com.
Well, Cordell's a nice town. That sounds like fun.
It is. It's a lovely town. A lovely town for egg hunting.
Absolutely. Their courthouse is very cool, too, to walk around in. Mm-hmm. Historic. So, good event.
I support a parental tax on the Easter egg.
Completely.
Bounty.
Oh, yeah.
Like a 70% tax.
Yeah.
Kids don't need all that sugar.
No, they don't. They legitimately
don't. You're doing them a favor,
My
really.
Brother and sister-in-law, they take, like, all their candy and keep it in the kitchen.
That's smart.
Ooh, yeah.
And if I would have been outraged as a child.
Same.
I was like, I did the work. This is mine.
I would have just found a way to break in. And then when I got in trouble, I'd been like, I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything.
As your face is covered in chocolate.
Yeah, totally, totally, yeah.
Yeah. Carly, what is your event this week?
Do you wake up every morning and declare joy to the world? Well, if you don't, you ought to try a little tenderness. A trip to Shambhala, perhaps. Maybe you could befriend a baffled bullfrog who's most generous with his wine. If none of these tricks work, an evening of smooth listening hits from Three Dog Night at River Spirit Casino in Tulsa surely will inspire you to celebrate on March 29th. Sure as I'm sitting here, it's impossible not to love the family of man after hearing hits like One, Old-Fashioned Love Song, and Never Been to Spain, which contains a shout-out to Oklahoma. And hey, if Mama tells you not to come, just say you love her till the world ends, but the show must go on. Tickets are $20 to $42. Check out riverspirittulsa.com to purchase yours.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I love Three Dog Night.
So... Nate, you're telling me a little bit about your event earlier.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So I don't need to tell you guys. I know you already know the Oklahoma pop culture pantheon is large. So large, in fact, that if you were to gather all of Oklahoma's pop culture luminaries in one room, a few conditions would need to apply. For instance, you'd want it to be for a really good cause. Two, you'd need an enormous arena. And three, you'd probably want to name like a designated survivor, like put Reba or Wayne Coyne in a bunker for the night, so that if anything terrible happened, Oklahoma pop culture would be able to continue and rebuild. Well, something very similar to this exact scenario. As far as I know, nobody's going in any bunkers, but the other two conditions are happening in Tulsa on March 30th when Blake Shelton brings his All for the Hall concert to the BOK Center, benefiting the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. The show show is hosted by country radio titan Stormy Warren and features Oklahomans of overweening talent like Vince Gill, Kristen Chenoweth, yeah. Ronnie Dunn, and the Swan Brothers, to name a few. It's a lineup you're unlikely to get to see a second time all at once, so get your tickets now by visiting bokcenter.com.
That's a powerhouse.
It's a big show.
Event.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very big show. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
So it's one of those things, like, even if, like, the specific type of music isn't your deal, it's worth going just to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, this sounds like it's going to be a really good show.
Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Where are you
going
to go?
Well, I've got a question. what did Genghis Khan, Napoleon, Alexander the Great, and George Washington all have in common? Actually, I'm going to answer that one for you.
Okay.
They all rode white Arabian horses.
Oh.
The Arabian has been called one of the, if not the, most beautiful horses on the planet, which is weird because a lot of people have said the exact same thing about me. So take that for what you will.
Are you one of the most beautiful horses?
This is what I've heard. I can't confirm nor deny.
Okay.
Oklahoma lovers of the Arabian will want to head over to the Green Country Arabian Horse Association Spring Fling starting this Sunday. The three-day competition and convention at Tulsa Expo Square will have Arabian, half-Arabian, and other horse breeds hoofing it out to see who is the best in categories like halter, English pleasure, hunter pleasure, and western pleasure, in addition to ranch events like cow work, reining, herd work, and more. It's also a good time for horse owners to join the Green Country Arabian Horse Association if you haven't already. They'll have some more information out there for you when you visit. Call 918-978-8860 to learn more or visit gcaha.com.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Did you know what Alexander the Great's horse's name was?
No.
Bucephalus.
Bucephalus.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Wow.
I was hoping you were going to say, like, princess.
No. I just watched a miniseries about Alexander the Great, and he had a very cool horse named Bucephalus.
Right. Oh, okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. An Arabian horse. Mm-hmm. Okay. A white Arabian horse.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Kirsten, you don't have a horse background, do you? Do you?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard you, like, I thought when I was reading those events, I was like, Kirsten seems like she knows what's going on here.
Mm-mm.
All right.
She just seems like it.
Yeah. Those horse shows are cool, though. They bring people from all over. Like, all over the world come here. Mm-hmm. Come to Oklahoma for horse shows all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, I don't, let's see, the star of the show, you know what I liked? I liked the designated Oklahoma culture survivor. That's what I liked.
Reba and Wayne Coyne in a bunker.
Yeah.
That's kind of a funny
image. I'd be love to be a fly on the wall and hear them talk.
That was a funny visual for me.
Okay.
If you like the show and you still can't get enough, head to oklahomatoday.com or pick up our latest issue on newsstands right now. Send your feedback to OKTPod@travelok.com. We'll talk to you again next week. The Oklahoma Today podcast is a production of Oklahoma Today Magazine and the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department. Your hosts are Oklahoma Today editors Nathan Gunner, Carla Ybarra, Megan Rossman, Kirsten Stone, and Ben Lucian. Theme song, editing, and production help by Oklahoma Today's production manager, Bridget Sloan. For more information, visit oklahomatoday.com.
Goodbye.
Bucephalus.